you know, I told our players, you know, I thought in the second half we kind of fought back to get kind of in that thing. Wasn't always perfect. Typically, when it's not always perfect, your opponent's doing something well. And so New England did a very good job kind of containing us offensively with too many three and outs early on. You know, I can be better and need to be, and our staff the same way. I told the players, look, we did some good things in the second half, and I was proud of how we fought back in it. Obviously, it's disappointing, you know, not to get the win, but you got to credit your opponent in this case. You know, the offense, Tom, and those guys from New England, you know, made a play late in the game, and you know, those are tough. That's this league. And so, you know, it stings. It'll sting for a while, but, you know, we've got a bye coming up here. We've just got to make sure it doesn't carry over to the next game. So I thought we came back and did some things we needed to do in the second half. But we played a good team that played very well tonight, and it was a hard-fought game. So any questions?
What did they do with Jimmy? I mean, obviously, you know,
Look, the one thing they do a good job with is they disrupt you at the line of scrimmage really better than anyone. You know, they do a really good job of getting hands on receivers and tight ends. They're very well coached, they're disciplined, and they did a good job of that.
And with Talib, I mean, I knew we were talking about him coming in. I mean, they kind of put him on there.
He was on them in their nickel packages, and then he had an injury. But, yeah, it's the disruption at the line of scrimmage.
I guess the sequence, a couple of drives, if you could you know, maybe got a first down, you know, run the ball out. I mean, just kind of, can you go through those last two sequences?
Look, they were 2 4-minute drives. You know, they were what they were. You know, we're kind of playing, we're paying attention to the clock and trying to, you know, get some yardage and possibly get a first down. And, you know, we're getting a heavy front at the risk of throwing it in the stop clock, or the clock stopping. So, you know, we can wrestle with that for a while. But, you know, they made the stops when they needed to and got the ball back in man enough place. Next question.
Any idea what's wrong with Jimmy Graham yet?
No.
Sean, you gave up two field goals in the third, in the second half, and then they came up at the last drive. It's almost like.
Well, I said this to our guys at halftime. There were a handful of things that we felt like, you know, man, we're playing a good team, but there's some things we've got to be better at if we're going to get in this thing in the second half. And we did some of those things and made some plays defensively and offensively, you know, found a little bit of a running game. I thought that helped us a little bit. And look, it didn't finish the way we would have liked. And that's a tough finish, but, you know, again, like I said, those guys made the plays and you know, credit New England, their staff, and their team. They did a good job.
How encouraging is it when Colson has one catch, Graham doesn't have a catch, that young guys step up like Robinson could have?
Well, that's the one thing, you know, typically in the history of what we've done offensively, that at times it gets spread around. Tonight it was a little different. We didn't have as many snaps. So you know, that's a result of some of those third downs. I think we had 4 penalties at the first half, and there were a handful of those things.
Running the football outside of late, I mean, you guys did a better job maybe than what you did. I mean, anything you saw or when going in that you saw that work against this defense?
Well, we just wanted to have some balance. The thing we wanted to see was what they were going to play to our base sets and our nickel sets and trying to get a read on what their defense was going to be. Go ahead.
What did you see on that last drive with Brady and the defense?
Just kind of a ebb and flow. We made some plays inside. Obviously, the clock kept going, but they were able to get up and they got some chunks. It was at that point in the game where it was going to have to be some bigger, you know, some bigger plays, and he was able to make enough really good throws and the one at the end for the score.
Throwing on third down right before the last field goal. You trying to win the game right there? They gave them an extra timeout.
Yeah, just looking at being aggressive and taking a shot. So that was just a decision that I made. And you kind of go back and forth with that, trying to win it, and then you're also paying attention to how your defense is playing. So, yeah. Yes.
Coach, why wasn't Drew successful today?
Listen, I just finished saying if you're playing somebody, it's easy to say, well, he didn't play as well. I credit New England. They did a really good job with those guys at the line of scrimmage. They got just enough pressure. One of the things we said earlier in the week is, you know, with the amount of man coverage you get oftentimes you got to hold the ball, and you know, I think that they do a very good job of contesting throws at the line of scrimmage.
Coach, you talked about Wayne working around the throw on that last drive on that third down. Just what thought?
We kind of toyed with a few things, thought about a few things, but the clock, the way we'd gotten off the field defensively, made sense to us.